park, and all and also in the park on my usual bench, newspaper time, and also in the park, and also in the park, and also in the park, and also in the park on my usual bench, newspaper time, and also in the park, and also in the park, and also in the park, and also in the park.
I downloaded the colorific app, as the bedroom had been hallmarked for fresh paint in the new year. If I chanced upon a colour I liked while out and about, I could wave my phone in front of it and know not only the name of the colour, but the precise product code too. Convenience at my thumb tip, with no cogitations. Thinking always comes in, slamming the door, turning the main light off before staggering around the darkness to find a lamp that works. Just use the main light, Joshua. It was on for a reason. Retrace your steps. I gladly retrace mine. Anyway, I sat sipping tea in the kitchen, itself on the rejuvenation plan, cup in one hand, phone in the other, which I lifted, app open, drawing a horizontal line with it from left to right. It excitedly began spewing names at me. Shy yellow, lazy mint, silent green, latrine promise, notional mauve, orange crust, third party black, insincere purple, ornate chasm, sorry Miss Tiffins. All these, and I barely moved my arm. Later, in the park, on my usual bench, newspaper tightly rolled, enclosing a completed crossword, and secured for safety with an elastic band, all set snugly by my side, I continued the same procedure as earlier, skimming over vegan red raincoats, park cadmium thrassels, and praline kiss belts. Onto the sky, brimming with yesterday's beluga, awful stem and thief in the night white clouds.
All set snugly, band, 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 all set snugly, band.
What was I in this everything all at once explosion of micro variables? I started to feel ungrounded. Vaporous, as shiftingly uncertain as that thief in the sky. My simple form with a not-so-singular name, with all its parts that I had no terms for. The space at the back of my knee, the corners where the eyelids kiss, the indentation at the bottom of the neck, the part where the nail meets the fingertip, the grease behind the ear that always needs washing. What were these called? Where was the rainbow poetry of my own body to be found?
I'm going to go to the store. I'm going to go to the store.
Back in my bedroom, I made slow circles with the padded distal phalanx of my forefinger over the nubby tragus of my left ear, amplifying my indecision between queasy eggnog and exaggerated albumen. Clapping together my hands and proudly observing the lanular rise of my thumb, now at ease in its decision, I went with the latter, purchasing a premium tin from Kaleidoscopes in the retail park. I lathered the walls, meandered behind radiators, splatter my pre-splattered work jeans, and ended up with a hearty splash of Terps to wipe off the exposed carpet. I stood back to see my handiwork, held my phone up to take a picture, but was tempted back to the colour labyrinth just to get feedback on my choice. Peaceful sandwich, demystified reindeer, antecedent champ, smoker's teeth, uric splash, brittle tahini. Anything but exaggerated albumen.
Thank you. What are you going to do when the lights go out?